This is part 3 of the St Martin's to Eastleigh via the station walking tour. The Lough Valley Railway Line is an important transport link for the town and one of the most beautiful journeys in the country from the market town of Liscard following the East Lough River. Ray Pettifer was the last station master who will track the beginnings of the line when it transported stone and minerals from the mines of Carradon Hill to the modern-day transporter of commuters and visitors.
I am the last station master of Lough. Came here in 1959. It was a small but busy station then, with steam-operated trains. It had been a mineral line first, running from on the moors above Liscard down to the quay for moving minerals and taking stuff away from the quay up as far as Liscard. But the line wasn't connected to Liscard then. It ran up through the valley and right up on the moors, where you'll see part of it up there. Then you can see viaducts or bridges, embankments still there. Well, then the Great Western bought it and they made a link which links up to Liscard from the line. So the train has to reverse when it gets partway up and up the steep bank to Liscard station to connect with the main line. They don't go onto the main line. It stops at Liscard and you have to get out the train and move and catch the main line trains. We used to have a mineral goods train came down every other day, and that went down on the quay, crossing the road by the bridge. And that, of course, restricted the parking on the quay. So, say, we went every other day down there, and we used the parking yard for car parking in the summer. Pierce's bus company used to have connections with the train to run to Polperro and deliver the goods to Polperro. We had our own lorry here in Lough, which delivered the goods around Lough. The service in the summer, the railway owned fair-sized steamers which connected with the liners that went into Plymouth. But in the summer, they would occasionally run to Lough, bringing people from Plymouth down with return tickets. They could return by train if they wished, and vice versa, could come down on the train and go back on the steamer. During the summer months, when it used to get busy, especially a Sunday, the train would be swamped coming from Plymouth. So we could add, with the steam train, we could add coaches on at Liscard and bring the Plymouth people down. So that worked very well. But you had to be prepared with having coaches to run down. And the steam train came down and it had to reverse down at Lough. And we took the whole train down in the yard. And there was a loop down there, what we called a loop of line. So the engine disconnected and run around the other side, then pulled back into Lough, where we had a water tower. We called it a water tower, a big tank which supplied the water for the engines. This was because we had a reservoir up at Shutter, which was up beside the Globe Hotel, which was railway owned. So they had free water down here. So that's why they took it here rather than Liscard. It cut it all down. We had an instrument, if you understand signalling, for a single line safety thing, connected to Coombe Junction electrically with bell codes we used to use. So the trains obviously couldn't crash then. The instrument would only allow one tablet instrument out each end of the line. So you couldn't possibly have two trains on the line. Very safe working. But we used to get snags at times where the high spring tides would flood the line between Lough and Terrace Crossing, which is a little crossing about a mile or so out of Lough, where the line was rather low. Well, you couldn't run the steam train over much water because the water would go up in the firebox and put the fire out. So they would phone me and say they couldn't get down, and then we'd have to hire a coach to run the passengers up and down. You could look across, especially high tide. It was lovely to see the woods across going up East Lough River. These were quite attractive, but the tide used to go out a lot, as you know, in Lewis, a tidal harbour. And they used to let a load of doodlebugs out, little self-drive motorboats, with people who, on a holiday, no idea with boats. And they'd drive up the river, and we used to watch these. And the tide's going out, and they get stuck on the bank in the middle of the river, the mud bank. And you see them sat in the boat with the engine going full bore. But we could also watch right over to Westleigh. You could look right down the river. It's a very attractive area. and you could look and see the harbour right then. The bridge when I came here was single traffic. They doubled that up when I first came here. So that was nice to watch all this building a bridge. They widened the bridge, doubled it. So that was attractive, doing that. We had a slipway on the station yard where we used to pull boats up in the war years, because there's a boatyard across, Pearns. That was an active boatyard when I was here. They used to build MLs, they called them, motor launches for the Navy. And they would build the hulls there and float them under the bridge and then finish the top bit down where the fishing boats are now. And that was all fenced off. So that was quite a busy thing in the war. Three boatyards then, one up where Jewson's, I think they're called. They got a big shed up there. That was a boatyard, and there was one further up again, which has all disappeared. So there were a lot of herons in those days, used to nest in the trees opposite there. But they've moved on now, and egrets have come in and taken over.
When you're ready, start the fourth part of this podcast.